right, we're here at the National Agri-Marketing Association annual meeting, and I'm speaking with Tom Slenica, who is with KL Process Design. And Tom, first, why don't you explain for us what KL Process Design is?
KL Process Design is an engineering firm who has been specializing in high-efficiency corn ethanol designs and has recently moved into the cellulosic ethanol world.
Now, the first thing is KL Process Design made news just recently with supplying E85 racing fuel for the American Le Mans Series, and the debut was in St. Petersburg just a short time ago. The team did very well. How did you think about how that debut went?
It's just amazing to watch the response of the race teams, the drivers, and then the audience within the sport itself, realizing that these cars, the fastest, most technologically advanced cars in the world, are running on a biofuel. They can't even hardly believe it.
And this is the Corvette racing team, and GM is also it. And I guess you have a couple of other cars also on the American Le Mans Series teams that are running on cellulosic E85.
Currently, there are three different teams, four different cars running. We have two Corvettes, we have a prototype car, and we have an Aston Martin, all running on E85R cellulosic race fuel.
And the Corvette team did very well, I think, in that St. Pete race, didn't they?
I believe they placed first and third. The Aston Martin team came in just behind that. And the prototype team, who has the most expensive series cars running today, actually came in third.
Well, so that's pretty good. That shows that the 85 racing fuel didn't have any significant performance differences from the other. And mostly the American Le Mans Series, their base fuel is E10 now. Is that correct?
That's correct. Last year they moved to E10 for all their gasoline fuels. They do have a couple cars running on clean diesel, so it's a very diverse portfolio. But just as we saw whenever ethanol moved into the Indianapolis 500, the drivers are impressed, the teams are impressed, and the fans are impressed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the status right now of the cellulosic ethanol industry. A lot of people are still saying 5 or 10 years down the road, maybe never, still calling it a pipe dream. What is the actual status of cellulosic ethanol right now in the United States?
Well, to a small degree, it's here today. Our small plant in Upton, Wyoming is producing at 1.5 million gallons. It is a small facility, but we've got more facilities on the way. And soon there'll be three other companies that will have their small-scale production facilities up and running, at least by the end of 2009.
Now, there are different types of processes to produce cellulosic ethanol. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, really, there are five main different processes for converting biomass into biofuels. Our process is a heat and mechanical pretreatment process. There is a biochemical process. There is a syngas process. And then there are combinations of all the above. Each process has different types of benefits and baggage that come with them, and there is no silver bullet. We're going to need them all in order to produce the amount of fuel that is needed.
And the amount of fuel is needed, as you mentioned, we actually are going to have cellulosic ethanol under the renewable fuel standard.
The renewable fuel standard does require that we have over 21 billion gallons of renewable fuels created from biomass over the next 10 years. And it is a very high hurdle, but what that allows the industry to do is have the confidence that if they invest the money into these types of facilities, that there will be a ready market for their end product.
Now, another thing you talked about is the fact that at least with your plant, the model that you're using is that it can be tacked onto either the front end, the back end of either a traditional corn ethanol plant or a traditional wood processing plant. Tell me about that.
Our plant design is very diverse in that we can use multiple sources of feedstock, and the plants can be positioned with multiple types of partners. One example is to position our plant next to a corn plant who happens to reside in an area with a lot of woods available, say northern Minnesota or Wisconsin. By doing so, we really only bring the front end of our facility into operation. The back end of the facility that processes the sugars can be the same facility that has been processing the sugars from corn.
Now, let's talk about that, too, because you were saying that the byproducts in the production process that you're using, that you're actually developing a feed for animals that you can get as a byproduct out of your production of cellulosic ethanol.
One of the unique factors in our process design is that we create two different byproducts that have very high value. One is a syrup that actually is a very high protein syrup that can be either used as a feed supplement or can be burned in biomass burners. The other is a product called lignin. And lignin is what's left over from wood or plants after the sugar has been removed. This product has a large diversity of uses, everything from being able to be burned for energy on up to bases for paints and cosmetics.
Well, I think it's interesting that we think about the byproducts of DDGs that come out of corn ethanol, but we didn't really think of a feed product coming out of as a byproduct of cellulosic ethanol. Another concern is the systems that are going to have to be, and the equipment that's going to have to be developed when it comes to the harvesting, collection, and distribution of biomass and cellulosic ethanol. What is being done in that area?
Well, much of this is a very defined industry. We've been cutting and baling grass for centuries. We've been cutting and processing and hauling wood for even longer than that. So the evolution of better, faster, cheaper means of collecting and transporting is well underway. Large companies like John Deere and Case New Holland have been perfecting these sciences for decades. And knowing that this new demand is there, I'm confident that they'll step up and give us even more options.
And getting back to your own plant model, your business model that you're looking at, you're not talking about building a 100 million gallon a year facility for your cellulosic ethanol.
Our design can be as large as 100 million gallon. However, we don't believe that that'll be the quickest market to develop. Biomass is very bulky. It's very inexpensive on a per ton basis. And so you can't afford to haul it very far. We'll bring the plants to the biomass, not the biomass to the plants.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Tom.